This is Passport to Texas. Paddling down a river or on a lake, bay, or bayou is great summer fun. Yet access to public waterways is a challenge in Texas.
Texas is very much a private land state. Over 94% of our state is privately owned.
Shelley Plant, Paddling Trail Coordinator, says Parks and Wildlife has an interest in granting people access to public waterways.
There are places where you can get in on a river to go canoeing or kayaking, and you may not have another public access site for 40 miles, which is far more than a day trip. And you are now stuck on a river overnight or trespassing on private property. So a paddling trails program allowed us the ability to really educate people where they could go paddling for short day trips, where if they put in here, 6 miles downriver, there's going to be another public access site. You will be able to get out.
Communities along waterways apply to participate in the program. Texas has more than 50 inland and coastal trails suitable for all skill levels. Find them all on the Paddling Trail website.
The Paddling Trail website is great. There are maps for every single trail in the program, and they show you exactly where you will be able to put in to go canoeing or kayaking and where you can take out.
On-site kiosks provide additional information about conditions you might encounter while underway. That's our show with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.